kicked in a little early because that was looking at that menu. I'm like, I cannot see the, these words for shit. When we had the Gay Days dinner, Big Fatty told me a couple of things about turning 40. Mm-hmm. And one was that he said the same thing of that, you know, you don't care. You don't sweat the small things anymore.
Yeah.
And also you feel as though you have, you always feel like you have a voice and you have an opinion, but you've got experience now to back you up versus just kind of saying things for the point of saying them.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You don't sweat the small things anymore.
Yeah.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1390 of the BFO of our righty. The 24th of May, 2013, y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, Big Fatty originally recorded this one for Memorial Day and then changed his mind, so it might not make sense. Big Fatty, nothing done. Hello, confusers. Big Fatty, that's all of us after listening to you get drunk this week. Now, y'all, before we go any further, we have got some celebrations of exiting the birth canal that I want to mention before Vera starts talking my ear off again. Y'all, today, the 24th, it's the naughty nanny, that Wendy Cameron. And y'all, tomorrow, the 25th, Saturday, the full moon, y'all, it is Brian Danbury, one of the Danburys. And y'all, don't forget, since it's Memorial Day weekend, there will not, I repeat, not be a State of the Station this coming Sunday night, the 26th. No, it's going to be the following Sunday on the 2th of June. So be there then.
Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar.
It's Memorial Day. Salute, Vera.
I'm saluting. Can't you see? Okay. Oh, you can't see. Well, you see two of me. Look at the one right in the. I'm the one in the middle.
Okay, right. I'm seeing double right now, y'all. Because Memorial Day.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
But we really, really, when you think back, you really got to say thank you to all the folks that.
Well, you can't say thank you to the dead ones. That's what Memorial Day is for, the dead ones. You say thank you on Veterans Day.
But
you go you go and lay some flowers on a grave.
Y'all, if you had someone who was in the service that has passed away, you know, keep them in your mind today, okay? Because, you know, it's Memorial. And, y'all, as the older you get, the more you lose your memorial.
You do lose your memorial quite a bit.
Right. Anyway.
So Fatty, how you feeling?
I'm feeling no pain.
Okay, good.
Right. And, you know, Memorial Day is when we can wear our white shoes again.
I'm very, very happy about that.
See, this is an old person thing. Y'all, there used to be an old rule.
Yeah.
Tell them the old rule. Tell them the old rule, Vera.
You cannot, for whatever reason, you are not allowed to wear white after, is it Labor Day that you can't wear white?
Yes.
And then
correct.
You can't wear white for whatever fucking reason. And then you can wear white once again after Memorial Day because it's seasonal that you can wear white.
Right. You know, it's Memorial. You wear white from the spring through. Don't wear. And more people get fucking Memorial Day and Labor Day mixed up more than any two holidays on the face of the earth.
That's because their book, help me.
They're bookmarks.
Bookending.
Right.
Bookends.
Bookends of the summer. Right. Bookendings.
This is really sad because it's not only the blind leading the blind and the old leading the old. Now it's the blind drunk trying to help the bald guy. And it's
right.
It's just not working.
And y'all, the older you get, the more you speak a different language.
Absolutely.
You.
Because you forget
and
your
this
forget
gets
words.
Back to what you're. Right. This gets back to Hooney.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know.
The vocabulary's gone, and you can't Google anything, and so you sit there going, So what's one good thing about being 57, Fatty?
I don't give a shit.
Okay, about anything?
You know, you pick your, you learn, y'all, the old saying, life begins at 40, I totally agree with, okay? 40 was the worst year of my life because that's when my vision changed 3 times, and it was because I was 40. I couldn't wait to turn 41, so I wasn't 40 anymore, okay? But I also think that when you hit 40 and forward, it's time that people listen to you. You get an attitude. It's time for people to listen to you. You know what? I've paid my dues. Now you listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn. And the older I get, the wiser I get about picking my battles. There are some things now that back when I was 30, it would absolutely push a fucking button.
Give us an example, Fatty.
Well, I don't know that I can in my current state.
Okay.
But I do know.
You mean shit-faced drunk?
No, I'm not shit-faced drunk. But okay. I will allow you, because you're so much smarter than I am, I will allow you to fail at your own peril.
Okay.
I will allow you, as a person who is younger and knows better, okay, I'll go along with what you said, and we'll see if that works. Knowing full well, it ain't going to work, but I'm not going to be that guy. And I guess that's the thing about being 57 is I don't want to be, and I realize I don't want to be that guy.
I got you.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't want to be the know-it-all. I know I'm the know-it-all, but I don't have to say that I'm the know-it-all.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, but it doesn't matter because you're shit-faced.
Okay. Does it really not make sense?
It makes sense. You don't want to be the know-it-all, even though you know it all.
Well, but I think with time, I think that your experiences, there's a very fine line between living in the past, which I think a lot of old people do, and being a resource for the past. I think there's a very fine line between those two.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. But are you talking about also that would be sharing experiences, the past being experiences? In other words, I've experienced this. I'm not living there, but I'm going to share. I'm trying to make it clear in my own head, Fatty, but I'm old and I drink.
Right. But I think that you can share
Share shit. That's a good one.
You can share past experiences. Okay. Yes. And I think that we as 57-year-olds have a responsibility to pass down our knowledge.
Yes.
Okay, and our experiences. Okay.
But you know, also what we have to be very careful of, I think, is that you have to have an open a person who's open to hearing it, a willing listener.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why the venue of podcasting is so fine, because anybody can click it off at any time, and the people that are going to hang around and listen are open vessels, so to speak. They're willing to hear what we have to say, as opposed to the real world. If you just sat there and started talking and spouting, you'd probably alienate a lot of people.
And I think one of the reasons that podcasting is successful for at least you and I is because people are at least willing to listen. You may not agree. You may take it with a grain of salt, but at least you listen.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
What cracks me up is I'm thinking to myself right now as we're doing this, because you said we're both 57 and we're talking. You are very well aware, as I am, of Mike Lawson and his CU Catching Up podcast he does with Joe.
I am.
And I just,
you know, he used to do one called What Some Would Call Lies, but he comes out every Tuesday. But
yeah, he's a liar.
He's a big liar.
He is a liar. But I just think this is kind of funny because this is like the grandpa version of the Catching Up podcast. We're doing the we're doing the old farts version of it.
And you know what?
What?
Vera, it was nice catching up with
yes,
you.
Yes, it was. So, what's going on in Charlotte?
No, Charleston.
Charleston. Oh, shit.
Fourth.
Fucked up the joke.
No, but you know what? He'll think that he's in Los Alamitos.
I am in Los Alamitos. Am I? Aren't I?
No, but I mean.
I don't know where I am.
You know, Michael also like, hey, how's things in San Luis Obispo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you're in Los Angeles. I don't give a shit.
So anyway.
How's everything on the 501? Okay.
The 405.
Oh, the 405. Yeah. How's the 101, by the way?
I haven't been on it in a while.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have a volcano mug just like that. In fact, there's a very funny story about
really? Yeah. What a great concept to have a funny story about something that you're not going to tell. And
right.
Keep people
poor
strung.
Lord Byron. Oh, I love him.
Damn you to hell. You always bring up the fact that that man went to his grave wanting to know about my volcano mug.
Poor. But you know what? It's all good.
Uh-huh. You know that his horoscope still comes up on my Twitter feed.
I had to unfollow him.
Oh, it just breaks my heart every time it happens.
I couldn't do it anymore.
Wow.
I just
for anybody
do
that doesn't know, and I doubt anybody doesn't know, there is a very sweet man named George Loveland, otherwise known as Lord Byron, who was an avid podcast listener and a Twitter file, and for several years was part of the Pride 48.
That sounds dirty, by the way.
What's that?
Twitter
file? No, only to you.
Anyway, right.
Because I'm sure it's some kind of sick S&M position. Get into the Twitter file.
Okay, but
he passed away, but his horoscope still pops up on Twitter. It's like Lord Byron's ghost is still around.
Y'all, and I love the man dearly, but I just couldn't take it any longer, and I had to unfollow him.
Oh, and how sad you unfollowed a dead man.
Well,
how could
sorry.
You have no heart whatsoever.
As opposed to yours, which is just black.
But okay, yes, but black and yeah.
Black and
Have another one, Fatty.
All right, no, I'm done for the night. Let me just see how much time we got.
Jesus,
here. Oh, we got plenty of time.
Two drinks and you're done for the night.
Y'all, Vera and I have sat down
very slowly because it's harder now.
Right,
it's harder to get back up.
To get up.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And you'll notice that as you get old. But, y'all, Vera has watched me consume two fairly strong homemade Tanqueray and tonics. Excuse me, Tanqueray tins and tonics with two limes. Two limes.
No, two slices of lime.
Basically, right. She thought that I put two whole fucking limes in it. You know, y'all, the elderly, she's so much older than I am. But anyway, tell everyone. I know everyone has their opinion of how I've begun to slur over the past few days.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, it's amazing.
But you've actually been able to see it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
So please tell everyone the changes that you've seen in the hour and 40 minutes we've been doing this.
Well, I really didn't realize there was that big of a variation of leather regalia and nipple clamps and thing. And so all of that, you know, when you come back every time and you got more of that stuff on, half of that stuff, I don't know what it does. And that thing that's whirling around on top of your head, I don't.
Would you like me to show you?
No, I don't even want to. No. Abso-fucking-lutely not. I don't. I'm Mr. Vanilla. We've talked about this before. Mr. Vanilla likes Twinkies. Mr. Vanilla. No, the only thing that I can say that I've noticed is that you're not kind of focusing on me as much as you were in the beginning of our conversation. You're kind of drifting away and thinking about happy thoughts of your own, I think. There's a little tiny touch of drool at the corner of your mouth, but not a lot. But other than that, there hasn't been a great change.
I will I will agree with you that it's harder to focus.
Yes, eye contact is reduced.
Okay, it's not that I haven't been focusing. It's just harder to do.
Unreal. After two drinks.
Okay.
I know. I wish I could have it that cheap. Man, oh man.
All right.
Yes.
Since we're old fuckers.
Here we go again.
Basically, here we go.
This is called old at the end of the bar.
The hey, huh? Trying to catch up before we die.
How are things in Charlotte?
Hey. Right. By the way, have you had sex with that priest yet? Okay, never mind.
Wrong show.
By the way.
My ex dated a priest after me.
By the way, when you do the Vera and Big Fatty version of catching up, someone doesn't steal your underpants, they steal your depends.
That's it. It's very sad, too.
Okay. And there are people that would do that. Anyway.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to?
Could you narrow that down a little bit, or in general?
What are you looking forward to in general?
Well,
other than this being fucking over.
Yes, well, that goes without saying. You know, I look forward to things that require people to inject insulin, and because they're sickeningly sweet. I truly look forward to time with my husband. That's what I look forward to. So we'll take that aside.
Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Tell me something. Now, you've known me for 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Eric who is now in New York, and I think he was in New York at the time, introduced you to me.
Eric the Southern Boy.
Yes, he was Eric the Southern Boy at that time.
Right. Tell me what you've noticed, because, you know, I promise to put out the most ruined podcast. I don't try to make it glitzy and glimmery and all. And
How is this coming around from what I'm looking forward to?
No, but what have you noticed? What have you noticed the changes? And, I mean, there's got to be a reason that you're still... that you're still there, that you're still on this show on Memorial Day 2013, that you said, yes, I will do that. What are the changes?
Are you trying to tell me why I love you so much and why I'm... Well, okay. That too?
Whatever. Yeah, that too.
What changes... once again, Fatty, I don't know if you're talking about your podcast. Are you talking about...
whatever.
You'd be fun to go out with at the end of the bar.
Well, that's why we're here.
There has been an evolution for all of us, I think.
Exactly.
Yes. As far as our podcasts are concerned, most assuredly there's been an evolution. Mine began as just talking for half an hour and sometimes doing a bleed. Okay. And what of yours? What's changed for you? You ask me a fucking question, and then you don't.
I can't help it that the fucking music started, y'all. All right, bitches, we're coming back again tomorrow.
Oh God, you're not gonna have
one more time.
No audience left.
I know. Fuck. Okay, so today is not Memorial Day. Tomorrow will be Memorial Day.
Okay.
All right, that does it. Say goodbye, Vera.
Bye, Vera.
Alright.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.